It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
We see each other on Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do the podcast. It's a podcast, but we like to be able to see each other just because that's just, we've always been in the same studio lately. It works. So in your studio, behind you, far behind you, you have all kinds of things going on. There's some kind of mirror. I can see a reflection. And last night, I didn't have my glasses on.
That's my Banksy.
Oh, okay. I can't really see it from
here. That's my Banksy. That's a gold record.
Yeah, everything's reflective because you got the lights on. So all I see is kind of like things are shining kind of reflective. It's not very clear.
Mm-hmm.
So as we were talking, I was looking behind you. I was like, why does he have a penis on the wall? And I noticed that there was a phallic symbol. Like there was an erect penis on the wall behind you. And I kept thinking to myself, as soon as we're done with the story, I got to ask him about this. Like, what is it, a joke? Is it something is it some bit he's doing?
This thing right here.
And then I put my glasses on. I realized it's a picture of me, you and me. And I'm wearing a tan colored shirt that's the same color as my skin. And I have my hands on my hips in like a, but everything, all you see is my hands. It looks like a penis, basically. My hands look like the balls. My head looks like the head.
Can you imagine somebody flipping through Twitch right now and they come across our show and they go, why does he have a photo of a penis behind him? And she has the same photo of the penis behind her. And the penis is actually you.
No, but see, behind me, the picture I have on my door is not, you have us cut off.
Oh, because you can see your jeans on that one.
You can see our legs. You can see it's a full person. My shirt's coming down. So it's obvious that it's a shirt and a person. You have me cut off at the waist. So all you see is part of my hands that look like balls.
They do. They look like nuts. And then that looks like the top of the penis head.
Of the penis. Right. You see the head of the penis, which is my bad hair at that time. And the shirt I'm wearing is flesh colored. And then the jacket I'm wearing blends into the background that you have chosen for that background. My background is white. So you can clearly see that it's two people standing there. Yours, my jacket is blending in with the back. It's kind of blurry from my angle. It looks like you have a phallic symbol, a penis on your wall.
But the penis is you. I want to know what's wrong with you is that your mind sees penis.
When I first noticed it, I was really tired. I hadn't slept much the night before. One of the dogs was sick, kept us up, you know. So I kind of was like, you know, when your brain's a little fuzzy.
Right.
And I had my other glasses on, so I couldn't really see as well. So the whole time you're talking, while I was listening to you, I was distracted by why you had a penis on the wall behind you.
That's got to be a condition that when you see yourself, you think penis. Because you're actually looking at yourself.
I think it turned out that I was looking at myself, but when I first saw the image behind you, I wasn't like, there's me. I look like a penis. I was just, all I saw was a penis behind you, a phallic symbol.
Now I can never look at you again and not think penis.
But now I see that it, now that you've explained what I'm looking at, I have to say it still looks like a penis. The angle you have us chopped off at and the fact that my coat blends in with the background.
Never thought of that.
Yeah, if you squint at it, you could see the balls clearly.
Yeah, if you squint, it looks like I'm standing next to a huge penis.
I'm not even a big penis
either. Oh, no, you're a big penis because you're the size. Yeah. Oh, no, not really. If you squint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you look at where the head is based on where the balls are.
Right.
There's not a lot of shaft there. That's
oh, maybe so you think that that's not big? Oh, okay.
Okay.
I was looking at it going, that's huge.
No, that's only like 5 inches, maybe
that,
4.
That's huge. Well, the woman Hoochieberg is only like 3 or 4 inches.
Yeah, but we're not concerned about size.
Who?
Women.
You're not?
No, but we don't care about the size of our hoochie thing. Are you comparing our size to your size?
No, I'm saying you can only take so much. So it doesn't matter if that's, I'm still looking at going. That's huge.
That's not true for all women. That's not true. I mean, I have friends that the reason why they're size queens is because they're big down there themselves. They need someone to fill that hole. You know?
Mm-hmm.
They need someone to fill it up. And then there's women that are, you know, they don't have that problem.
Oh, so if your woman is not happy with you, you should find another one.
Yeah. Yeah. When people say you're a good fit, they sometimes mean that literally. Like, I've known women that need a guy at a certain size or above. Otherwise, is it in? Are you in? What's going on? Are we having sex? Is there sex happening?
But if a woman says you're a good fit, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
No, it's good for her.
Oh, okay. So basically what you're saying, if you were a penis, you wouldn't be a very big penis.
The funny thing is, I feel like if I was a guy, I would probably have a big penis. Because I have big feet and big lips. And they say those are the two signs of, you know, potential for penis size.
You're supposed to be able to do your thumb and finger, stretch them out, and that's the size.
Yeah, see? I got a that's what I'm saying. I got a big stretch there. So if I was a guy, I would have a much bigger penis than the picture of me as a penis on your wall.
So you'd be more like 7 or 8 instead of you as a 5-inch penis.
Right. I would not be the 5-inch penis on your wall I am right now. I would,
And would you have that energy about you?
I got big dick energy now. I don't need a dick to have big dick energy.
So you'd walk around with an attitude at all times because you would go, look at that.
But I already do. Like, how's it, you know, is this something called big clit energy? Is that a thing? That's a thing. I have that. You know me. I walk into rooms. I have no self-awareness.
No, not at all. As long as you have good shoes on, you could care less.
Yeah. And it's funny. I look back at some of the men I've dated and some of the situations I've been in. And it's like, wow, where did I get the balls? Apparently, your wall is where I've gotten.
You are the balls.
I am the balls. I'm already the balls. So, you know, it's actually, I'm offended that you are representing me on your wall as such a small penis.
I will Photoshop it and make it a larger penis.
Please make it larger, but make it representational of who I am.
Make it this big.
Make it, no, you gotta make it this big. Because that's how big my fingers go.